Hello, I'm Ben Totterdale and I work for the Coast and Countryside Service here in North Devon, and we have a role in managing the Tarka Trail. Wooded habitats are among the most important that can be found along the trail, ranging from low-growing scrubby woodlands through to mature stands of oak and ash. Woodland provides a home for many species and contributes greatly to the look and feel of a journey along the trail, particularly south of Biddeford, as the trail follows the Torridge Valley and continues south towards Petrockstowe and Meath. Often, the most interesting parts of a wood is its edge, where more light reaches the ground, supporting a wider range of plants and animals. Our management of the Tarka Trail corridor aims to encourage this woodland edge, creating some lighter areas of more open grassland, some recently coppiced woodlands with the dappled light ideal for many flowers, and mature woodlands with deeper shade. Although woodland is important on the trail, it can have negative impacts. Since the closure of the railway in the 1980s and the creation of the trail, there has been a natural tendency for woodlands to expand, sometimes at the expense of other habitats such as grassland. More trees can also mean less views and less awareness of the wider North Devon landscape the trail passes through. In the Coast and Countryside Service, we aim to keep the balance between different habitats for benefit of both nature and the thousands of people using the trail every year.